From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's interior minister warns that those who disrupt order will pay a price. Meantime, at least two demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. Protesters upset with the country's economy and its sagging status. Observers say they are upset with President Hassan Rouhani also, who won re-election in May with promises to revive the economy. Sanam Bikal is an Iran analyst at Chatham House.
This is sort of a make-or-break moment for Rouhani, and the protests are really drawing people together on these grievances of inflation, unemployment, growing inequality and corruption. So this is his moment to either come out and actually address some of these grievances in a meaningful way, or he will just ultimately be lumped in with the rest of the political elite.
Iran's 2015 nuclear deal is seen as Rouhani's major achievement. Iran agreed to curb its nuclear activities in exchange for relief from international sanctions, but economic growth has not followed. With debilitating defeats on the ground in Iraq and parts of Syria, the Islamic State, which once numbered in the tens of thousands, down now to less than 1,000. For now, the focus of the U.S. and coalition-backed forces in an area of Syria known as the Middle Euphrates River Valley, where many of the remaining fighters have sought refuge. Pakistan says almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security. Afghanistan insists the barrier could add problems. This is VOA News. A survey conducted by three national universities has revealed that more than 16,000 farmers have committed suicide in India's northern Punjab state over the last 16 years. Reuters' Sadia Chaudhry reporting.
The most common reason cited for this staggering number of suicides is the inability to repay loans which farmers take out for seeds and fertilizers. More than half of India's farming households are in debt. And despite write-offs by the government, they still owe hundreds of millions of rupees to banks and moneylenders. Punjab has the highest crop productivity and the largest irrigated area among the states, but this also puts pressure on small and marginal farmers. In 2015 alone, nearly 13,000 farmers took their own lives. More than half of them were due to bankruptcy or other farm-related debt. The vast majority of victims in these cases were those workers whose plots were smaller than 5 acres.
That is Shugriya Chowdhury reporting. Bus accident in central Kenya today left at least 30 people dead. According to the Kenyan Red Cross, 18 people were injured in that wreck, and the Kenyan newspaper, The Star, is reporting that the bus was traveling in the wrong lane at the time of the accident. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year's statement and warned of deepening conflicts, raised anxieties as well about nuclear weapons.
Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity. I truly believe we can make our world more safe and secure. We can settle conflicts, overcome hatred, and defend shared values, but we can only do that together.
Guterres, who took office in January of this year, had appealed then for a year of peace, but now is saying the world has instead gone in reverse. A court in southern China has sentenced 36 people to prison terms for up to 25 years for gang crimes, including homicide, assault, and setting up illegal casinos. Chinese courts have sentenced several large mafia-style criminal gangs this year, often for offenses involving gambling, which is illegal in China. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana use, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state here in the U.S. to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.